Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Freaky Fauna Friday, where every Friday we take a little time and explore some of the freaks of nature from around the planet we cherish so deeply. So please, jump aboard and let's explore the wilds together.
It's Friday again already?
Yeah, it is.
The days just seem to fly by anymore.
They definitely are. It's November.
You remember? It has become November.
I don't.
Oh, wait, that's not how this song goes.
So we have another Patreon-submitted Freaky Fauna Friday.
We? Who's we?
Oh, I'm the great and peaceful Mr. Reed.
And I'm Jay.
Yes. This is from Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
What Joe?
Joe V.
Oh, that Joe. Yeah. All right, Joe.
I'm not even trying. Well, it's Joe V is what it is on Patreon, so that's what I'm going with, but it's... Joe right. With the crazy last name.
Yeah.
Flash drive Joe.
Right. Oh, I know. I know who Joe is.
But the Honduran white bat.
Ooh. I know what this is from.
What?
This was in a movie.
Was it?
Ace Ventura, no. When Nature Calls.
No, it wasn't. That was the great white bat.
Oh, okay.
It's a completely different species.
That's not this thing.
That was in Africa.
Oh, darn it.
Where's Honduran?
Honduras?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's either South American, like in the islands. Is that it?
South American.
Okay. Is it island?
I don't think
Honduras?
So.
Honduras? Okay. But South America. Well, you look and then I'll answer.
When I was a kid, I always thought Honduras was in like the Alps, the Swiss Alps.
Oh, okay.
Because I just was not very good at geography.
Right, yeah.
So there's a Honduran milk snake. It's common in the pet trade.
Okay.
And it made no sense to me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay. Honduras is just
by Panama, Nicaragua, yeah. Costa Rica.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
All of them just south of.
I just have the little group of countries where this thing's found.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yep. All right. Cool.
So, yeah, I'll read that again. Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and western parts of Panama are all where the Honduran white bat are found.
Okay.
The other name for it is also known as the Caribbean white tent making bat. That is a name.
The Korean? Wait, not Korean, sorry.
Caribbean. White
tent
making bat.
So it makes tents.
Oh, maybe. Have to wait for the freaky facts.
Oh, okay.
It is unique to all bats in its distinctive, completely white fur, which occurs in only 6 species out of the 1,300 species of bat.
Wow.
So all white fur in bats are extremely rare.
Yeah.
They have a yellow leaf-shaped nose, ears, and a black membrane on their wings. So their wings are black, their face is highlighted with their giant ears, and their huge leaf-shaped nose that's bright yellow, and all their white fur.
Okay.
It gets the tent-making nickname because it builds little tents out of leaves that it first cuts carefully with its teeth.
It's like those little, like caterpillars or something do that?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that decorates or, you know, kind of uses stuff to cut. And,
like cut leaves, though, make like little tent, like teepees, kind of. Mm-hmm.
These bats roost in these tents during the daylight.
Huh. So they make their own little homes.
Yeah, so this is where it gets kind of weird to me, where a lot of biologists kind of start, it's really hard to put where tool use starts in animals.
Yeah.
But we've talked about that in all the shows we do, that I believe personally, animals are much more closer to sentient across the board than most humans give them credit for.
I'd agree with that.
Fish, insects. I mean, we've talked about velvet worms, where these, you know, invertebrates have prides like lions,
yeah,
a pecking order. They hunt in packs. You know, it's not a hive mind, more like a beehive.
Or an ant colony.
Or an ant colony. These are separate organisms working together.
What do you feel about cave goats?
That was the one animal Satan was allowed to make.
No sentient. No, I think
they probably were. Did you see their eyes?
Yeah, there's.
They look like people trapped inside of a goat.
But like empty, like peop, like the hull of a person, not the
hull of a person.
Yeah, not an actual person.
No soul.
Exactly. No thought.
These guys live in rainforest. Like I already said, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama.
Hmm.
They can live up to, well, let's see. How long do you think a little bat could live up to? And, you know, these guys are pretty small. They're about only 5 centimeters tall.
Five centimeters?
Yeah. So 6 grams in weight.
So they look like little moths.
Which is about 0.2 ounces.
Yeah, small. How long they live? 4 years.
Up to 20.
What? That's pretty freaky fauna.
Mm-hmm. All bats are kind of unique and weird in their own ways. Bats are a huge group of mammals. Like I already said, 1,300 species. Everything from the giant flying foxes to these guys, you know, and everything in between.
That's such a long time, though, for such a small.
It is. It's very. 6 grams and 5 centimeters tall. White fur, like I already said, you know, yellow ears and nose. Their primary diet is fruit, figs in particular. They're fig specialists.
Nice.
Predators, everything.
Oh, everything eats them.
No, but their big ones are snakes, possums, and owls.
Possums?
So these aren't, keep in mind, South American possums are a little different than the American possum.
Oh, well, maybe we'll do a freaky fauna on them
one
day.
Golden possums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they'll get up underneath in their colonies. That's why they make their tents for rain protection and predator protection. They kind of make it hard for predators to like get into the underneath the leaves.
Okay.
How fast do you think they can fly?
Shoot, I have no idea. I don't know, 10 miles an hour? I have no idea.
About 20.
Okay.
They're pretty fast. The Honduran white bat is one of only two small species of bat that are basically frugivorous. I can never say that word right. Just they're fruit specialists.
Okay.
They eat fruit.
Okay, okay.
That's more, you know, to large bats that are fruit eaters. They're very rare for little bats.
Okay, gotcha.
There's only two known species of little bat.
And this is one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They eat fruit.
That's kind of neat.
And as in a main part of their diet.
So they're not, oh, okay, okay. They don't exclusively eat fruit?
No, these guys pretty much do.
Okay.
They're not hunters.
Okay.
Not saying there's plenty of herbivores, like horses will eat baby chickens and stuff like that.
If the opportunity arises.
Yeah, but they're not going out of their way to find anything
right.
That. In fact, these guys prefer only one single variety of fig. And they seek this fig, and they roost very closely to it. So when you're in the rainforest and you find this fig tree, there's almost always a colony of these guys nearby.
That's neat.
The average home range of these little bats is less than a quarter of a square mile.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
That's a couple acres. Very small, actually.
Scientists struggle to see how a bat can survive on such limited food sources in this tiny space.
Hmm.
So we're not really sure, because they live in pretty decent-sized groups.
Well, if they're living for almost 20 years...
There's something going on that they're doing that we don't understand.
Like what? Like what are you getting at?
The amount of food that is available in their home range is not substantial for their colonies.
Gotcha.
There's something else that they either have an ability to maybe go into like a stasis or slow down their metabolism.
Maybe when they're sleeping, they don't metabolize.
There's something.
Yeah.
So this, most scientists believe this suggests that there are supplementary food sources involved that we don't know about yet.
Hmm.
So whether they're maybe eating worms, whether they're whatever, we don't know.
Yeah.
They're eating some kind of fungus somewhere.
Yeah.
We haven't found that yet.
So the search continues.
Mm-hmm. The average home range of these bats, like I already said, less than that, you know, quarter mile. The reproduction of these bats, of the Honduran white bat, is mostly unknown.
Hmm.
Speculation puts birth occurring in April to September. Pregnant females have been noted in Costa Rica in February, March, June, July, and August.
Mm.
The litter size is usually just a single pup, with mothers returning to the tent roost up to 6 times in an evening to feed their pups, which can fly at 3 to 4 weeks of age. There's also suggestion that female Honduran white bats can become pregnant twice in a calendar year, although this has yet to been completely proven.
Yeah, we're not sitting there tracking them.
But there are some colonies that are being watched pretty hard.
Yeah.
Over 60 years have passed between their discovery of the first Honduran white bat in 1898 and the second discovery in 1963.
So this is a relatively new...
No, it was first discovered in 1898.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it wasn't seen again until 1963.
But I mean, that's still relatively new in the grand scale of time.
Yeah, sure.
For discovering this animal.
The bat is currently listed as near threatened and is meeting the criteria capabilities of becoming a population of flying creatures that is significant decline. However, this being said, the Honduran white bat is also a verge of qualifying as vulnerable too. Habitat loss for the Honduran white bat is a form of in forms of conservation to farmland and expanding human populations is the main threat to these species of bats. As they feed primarily only on a single species of fig, habitat loss will impact the population numbers greatly.
Mm.
Where we can see overnight, you know, a huge swath of population dying off.
Right.
Because they can't leave. All right, you ready for some facts?
Freaky fauna facts.
The nest in their leaves, they build like upside down V-shaped tents. And there'll be whole colonies living there. They cut along the veins of the leaf with their teeth and force them to collapse into a V shape, which is enough anywhere between 1 to 15 bats to shelter in and sleep, and they often huddle up together.
Oh, so they multiple bats share one leaf shelter structure.
They often look like a big clump of fungus.
Man, they look so cool.
People mistake them for like fungus on leaves and stuff like that, because keep in mind they're very small.
Yeah.
Smaller than mice.
That's crazy.
The leaf tents help protect them from rain, the hot sun, and predators. It clings to the roof of the tent, and the leaves are generally 6 feet off the rainforest floor, which keeps them hidden from most dangers. And then the leaves are pretty flexible, so heavier predators like possums have trouble climbing out into the leaf to get up under them.
Mm.
The white fur, next fact, the white fur of the Honduran white bat makes them invisible.
Two.
As sunlight filters through the green leaves, the white bat roost, the whitish fur coat appears green from underneath.
Hmm.
Making them looking up at them, making them virtually indistinguishable from the leaves.
They almost just like camouflage.
Yeah, the sun filtering through the leaves when you're looking up, they pretty much just look like a big green blob.
Huh.
So a leaf.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Number four, the Honduran white bat will remain motionless in their tents. They are so confident that their protection in their roost that these tiny bats will not fly away or even try to escape from a threat unless the stem of the leaf of the roost has broken.
Mm, that makes sense.
I mean, people, you can walk up, kind of pick them up and stuff like that.
Go right up on them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if they sense the stem breaking, then it's when they'll take off.
Yeah.
Honduran white bats rely on echolocation to navigate at night, but also more traditional means for communication. Rather than relying on sonar, as many bats do, Honduran white bats interact with each other through touch and visual means as well, more than most other bats.
So they still use their eyes more than other bats.
Yep, and feeling and touch and all that. Like, yeah. They nuzzle and all that stuff.
Neat.
The Honduran white bat has built-in UV ray protection in its coat. The black membrane is a thick and covers the skull of the bat as well. It is believed to shield them from the effects of the sun's ultraviolet light waves that are coming into the leaves.
Hmm.
Since they're kind of laying in an area that is getting bleached, even though there's a leaf separating them from the sun.
Right.
But they're still being in the almost, you know, full sunlight all day. Seven, they do have the appetite for figs, in particular species. Is Figius colurbinia?
Oh, gosh. The Latin name.
Mm-hmm. While other species of fig occasionally are consumed, the Honduran white bat prefers this species of fig tree because it has an extremely high quality or produces many fruit all at once. Because it's so focused on eating figs, it's less adapted at foraging and eating other fruits as well.
Mm.
So it struggles to even eat other fruit.
So it's highly specialized for the fig.
Mm-hmm. The Honduran white bat leads a polygamous lifestyle. Each tent will be home to a single male and up to six females. During the mating season, the male bat will mate with a group of females.
Dang.
The wingspan of these pygmy bats is no more than 4 inches, aka 10 centimeters.
It's wild.
They are really, really tiny.
I kind of want one.
I don't know if they're in captivity just because they're a highly specialized diet.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
One species of fig. You can't even feed them really other species of fig.
We probably have those fig trees around here, right? I'm sure.
Yeah. We do have figs. It's just not that one.
A Honduras fig tree. That would last year fine.
It is one of the only few species of bat that does not have a tail.
Hmm.
Bats typically use their tail to help take off, giving them extra lift and thrust. But the Honduran bats do not have one. It's receded.
Hmm.
Here's your next fact. I forgot this was in here. They don't make good pets.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really in there?
Yes. Oh. 11. Aside from their tiny size and space required to keep them, replicas of their exact environment of these bats to survive in captivity would be close to impossible to mimic. Even if you had access to the endless supply of one specific fig they eat, failing to match their roosting requirements, as well as humidity, heat, and light, will cause health problems in the bats, and they die extremely quick in captivity.
Mm. That makes sense, though, especially being as tiny as they are.
Rainforest species are notoriously hard to bring into captivity.
Yeah.
Water is a huge one.
Just because of their...
How much moisture is in the air, and they're highly developed to it.
It's hard to recreate that.
Even if you do recreate it, they also have dry spots in the canopy where they know to go to dry out.
Mm.
It's really hard to do. There's a lot of people that suffer. So there's a couple like suction cup salamanders that live in the canopies in the rainforest where these guys are from.
Okay.
They're extremely rare in the U.S. because of this. Because they are, if you keep them too moist, they'll get fungus infections.
And if they're too dry,
they'll die. Just die. They're just hard. Rainforest species are notorious. The Honduran white bat is a contradiction to the bat stereotype. Not only do they not live in caves, it's not dark colored. It assists with them, help shield them from the discovery of predators. They're also very small with brightly colored faces and noses.
Mm.
And they're fruit eaters.
They're breaking the mold.
Mm-hmm. They are being researched to combat molecular degradation in humans.
What's that?
Its yellow nose, leaf, ears, and lips are producing a carotenoids. They're only known mammal to have a high enough concentration of this pigment to change the skin color to bright orange or yellow. Which, in the result of the Honduran white bat being able to convert free lucton to esterified lucton. Lucton is the key carotenoid pigment to prevent damage to retina and vision. Researchers hoping to study the bat will perform treatments on humans with blurred or no vision in centers of their visual field. So this pigment that makes their faces orange.
Mm. Okay.
They're the only mammal that can produce enough to actually change the skin color. This pigment, it's the stuff that they used to tell you get from carrots to make your eyesight improved.
Oh, beta carotene?
Yeah. But that's one version of this. Carotenoids
group. Okay.
That they're producing that, and they're putting them in usable concentrations, a usable chemical formula. So there's studies, they're trying to work on using that for people to cure vision loss and blurred vision problems.
What? Just eat the carrots, people.
The problem is the usable.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're taking in the compound, which most mammals can't use.
Correct.
And transforming it into a usable compound.
Hmm. So I wonder how they do that, though.
They're still working on that.
Yeah.
Because there's none, you can't take them into the lab to study them either.
Right. Kill them.
Yeah, you can't take care of them.
Yeah.
Sadly, though, always, and generally with that freaky fauna, they're on the verge of being classified as vulnerable.
Mm.
The size of their population is completely unknown, but the classification is decreasing due to urbanization. In Costa Rica, the species is in so much decline due to the growth of the human population and the habitat loss that goes with that.
Mm. Well, that's a good thing about this show is... not only bringing awareness to the freaky fauna that's out there, but also bringing the awareness that they need protected as well. And so it's just good to have that in your conscience to know that these animals do exist. The world is freaky and wonderful and awesome. Unless Honduran white bat is another little example.
Yeah, you can't protect something you don't know about.
Exactly. So now we all know. At least I know.
Yeah, and that's... there's so many... I mean, I'm fascinated with extinct fauna as well.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's different when it's still here and you can look at it.
I mean, they're on the verge of it.
Yeah.
Your kids, that's always the big thing for me is I talk about it. I want my kids to be able to go see a blue whale.
Yeah.
If they want to see a blue whale.
You want them to
go
see,
a Honduran white bat.
Everything you had access to seeing.
Yeah. Because there's animals that we don't, like, that died during our lifetimes already.
Mm-hmm.
Rhinos. There's several species of rhinos that they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're on their way out because there's no more males, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the Western black rhino. I'm always wrong because I can never remember. There's.
It's hard to keep up with the rhinos.
But one, like, the last one died.
Ooh.
The last male. So there's like a couple females in captivity.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
They're done. And then there's functionally extinct species, like we've talked about with buffalo fish,
mm-hmm.
or in a lot of their habitat, because they live to be 100. Yeah, you still see them there, but there's no babies. There's no, you know, the youngest one you're finding is 25, 30 years old.
Which is nuts to think about.
Which is still small for the, you know, the big 100-year-old adults.
Yeah.
But that means they haven't produced offspring in 30 years.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that's in our backyard. That's in me and your backyard where we're sitting.
Like literally.
20 miles down the road is where I'm talking about those problems occurring.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I mean, at Hog Creek right now.
And there's no buffalo in there.
There might be. I think no. I saw a swarm of them the other week.
Those are common carp.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Hog Creek does have some pretty stuff in it, but...
Yeah. No buffalo.
No buffalo. But yeah, so, you know, take some time. Look into something. And if you guys have a freaky fauna you want to suggest, please send it to us.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier on me. Because I always trouble remembering what we've done.
What we've done, yeah. What we've got, because there's a lot of freaky fauna out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to repeat.
All right. Well, I've been the great and peaceful mystery.
And I've been Jay.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Freaky Fauna Friday. If you want to help the podcast grow, remember to share and give it a 5-star review.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.